of today's game brought to you in part by Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City. JC Pontoon and Angler Dealers. They can also service all Zodiac and inflatable boats. Visit OceanBeachMarina.com. Matt, I wanted to ask you something, and that is, while we've got a second, and that's about it here, but we mentioned Matt Farrell, and of course, I think basketball fans know he decommitted from Boston College several months ago, basically reopened his recruiting. I know he's visited places like St. Joe's in Philly. I believe Creighton is very interested in him. But, of course, the school that keeps for us around here is that we know Monmouth University is in on the mix. Is he the kind of player that, now, unfairly, he's a point guard, but I'm not saying he would turn the program around, but is he the kind of player that could, would that be a big recruit for Monmouth, in your opinion?
I think so, and I think you can gauge it pretty easy, Kevin. Just look at the other schools that want him. You know, I mean, if you're talking Creighton and you're talking St. Joe's, you're talking Big East, you're talking A-10 schools that are looking at him. So for a school that, like Monmouth, that wants him, if they were able to get him, you know, you're talking in the MAC, which is a very good league and has done good things, and even the NCAA tournament. But, you know, on level, it's a step down from the Atlantic 10 and from the Big East. So if you can grab a guy like Farrell, then I think you are taking the right direction to become one of the better teams within your league.
We could grab him right now because he's standing right in front
Maybe
of us.
Maybe he would tell us right now.
Ready to inbound the ball to start the third quarter. 16 down, 16 to go. Maybe more for the Shore Conference Tournament Championship.
Point Beach begins with the basketball. Swapping ends, going left to right on your dial. They're five back on the floor. Ewell, Farrell, Bryant, Yates, and Schifano. It's Yates with it. He's checked by Laffey. Kennedy, good poke at the basketball. He comes away with a steal. CBA in transition. Laffey running through. He has it knocked off his hands by Farrell. CBA there, five back on the floor. Laffey, Polari, Akekabar, Kennedy, and Andre. CBA's first possession. Kennedy baseline, inbounds throw. Leads for Andre up top. Now it's Polari to pull out and reset. Akekabar off on the left perimeter. Dribbles right at the elbow. Now goes to the wing. Lost the handle on it for a second. Can't dribble, but not really being pressured. Laffey with it as he comes over to help out. Andre with a three on the way. It's good from the right corner.
Well, Pat is the leading three-point shooter on this CBA team, despite being a 6'7 center. That's his 31st, and it gives the Colts a three-point lead.
Andre with a team-high 9. CBA, their biggest lead of the day, 24-21. Beach will pull back out, reset. Schifano open from the right wing. Look to dribble drive through the lane, going off to his left. Yates stop and pop. Schifano wide open. He'll take the three. Short on the shot. Tip-out rebound goes to Akekabar. Now Kennedy in transition. Kennedy went through the legs, almost lost the handle on it, able to keep it, skip pass over the top, finding no one but Ewell, who stepped in the passing lane. Too much that time by Robbie Kennedy. Here is Ewell in the right corner. Schifano, the jumper, well short from the right corner. And now CBA up court. It's Polari trying to back down Ewell. Will feed back out for Kennedy. Giving off right side, Laffey, Akekabar, around a baseline screen. Kennedy comes to collect. Polari open from the top of the key. His three just short, and Yates grabs the rebound. Farrell up court, in space. It's Ewell working one-on-one against Akekabar. Left side layup, no good. Akekabar grabs it. Polari and Laffey in a two-on-three. Laffey pulls back out. Now spins against Yates, hands Andre, fadeaway three is good! Wow, Pat Andre has come to fire here in the third quarter. He's got 12, and CBA all of a sudden now up 6, 27-21.
And he's got a big smile on his face as he jogged down the court that time.
5:20 to go in the third quarter. Farrell looking to drive. Kick out for Yates. He's open from three. That's good. Great way to slice in to a six-point lead, make it half of that with a three by Noah Yates, his second triple of the night. Polari back the other way, gives to Kennedy on the left sideline. Andre feeling it, turns, spins, fires a jumper top of the key, short. And it will be Farrell to break the timeline with the dribble. Farrell bouncing against Kennedy. Schifano handing off for Yule. Up top, Farrell sees something he likes. Lets a right side jumper go way off the mark. Andre couldn't grab the rebound. And out of bounds, it'll be Point Beach basketball.
For Point Beach, number five, Michael Fronheim.
Jeff Bryant will check out in favor of Michael Fronheim. Schifano throws in for Fronheim. Played by Andre. Now it's Yates back up top for Farrell. Off on the left, Fronheim. Couple of bounces to his right. Now Yule, top of the key, gives to Farrell. Good ball fake, weaving his way through traffic. Finds Yates in the left corner. Inside pass. It's Schifano with a basket from the right side. His first hoop of the day.
Got himself good position underneath, and credit Yates with making a terrific pass for the basket.
At the midway point here of the third quarter, Point Beach trailing CBA 27-26. Akekabar, Polari, now Laffey. Motion set, everyone getting a touch. Andre with the top of the key. Couple of bounces off to his right. Stop foul line. Good. Hop step in the lane. Just missed off the shot. Yule grabs the defensive board for Beach. Andre did everything right that time except finish. Wide open is Fronheim, the three on the way. That's short. Yule pokes at it, but it goes right to Kennedy. Looking to lead the break. Andre in transition. Ball poked out of bounds by Farrell. It'll be CBA basketball with 3:22 to go in the third. And the Colts up 27-26.
Farrell did a good job. Andre coming down on the break. Not a good matchup for him, but did a nice job to knock the ball out and prevent an easy basket. 30-second timeout here by the Point Beach call timeout.
I believe that I want to say CBA.
CBA?
Did.
All right.
That could be wrong, however, but
3:22 left in the third quarter. CBA 27, Point Beach 26. So not much separation here, Matt. This one just goes back and forth. You know, the one matchup I think the goals can exploit a little more is CBA can't really match up with Dom Yule. And he has had no trouble getting to the rim. He's missed two or three easy ones underneath. But I don't know that I would not keep going back to him, because when he gets that ball with his back to the basket for 10 or 12 feet, he's got the quickness to blow by someone, the length and the jumping ability that once he gets in there, it's a 3 or 4 footer. I would keep trying that.
Off the inbound, we will have a foul away from the ball. It'll be charged to Chima Akekabar, who got tangled with Fronheim. And as we referenced once in the first game, a pretty good acting job of selling the call that time by Fronheim.
Again, Michael, a fan of the movies, knowing the Academy Awards are tomorrow night. He should know if the nominations have closed.
Drive this time by Farrell, who got bumped, was looking for a call, didn't get it. Out of bounds, deflected ball will stay Point Beach's way. Farrell gets it here off the inbound on the right perimeter. Looking to drive a pass Kennedy. Schifano, now Yates in the corner. Fronheim, reverse layup from Fronheim. His first basket, and Fronheim with 3 points off the bench gives Beach back the lead, 28-27. Little pressure coming here for Beach as Laffey almost lost it. It will be CBA basketball.
Matt, I'm aware this is radio, but I want you to look at Jeff Billard's shirt right now.
Starting to become a bit of a mess.
CBA coach, he's got half the one side of his shirt is completely out of his pants.
Kennedy off the inbound. CBA works the ball around. It's Polari. Bounce for Akekabar. Wide open jumper from the left side. Couldn't find the range. And it'll be Fraunheim in transition for Beach. 2:15 to go. 28-27 goals. Fraunheim looks to drive. Schifano at the foul line. Had an open shot. Didn't take it. Point Beach will pull out and reset. Yule trying to go against the Akekabar. Will drive. Threw it off the side of the backboard. Good defense that time by Akekabar. Polari with a full head of steam. Cut off of the baseline. In trouble. Ball being ripped at. Finds Andre on a backdoor cut. Left block. And Andre's got 14.
Polari showed good patience. He was in trouble under the basket. But then Andre made the cut and he found him.
Yeah, excellent poise that time by Polari. Not to get rattled. Farrell. Stop and go move. Top of the key. With contact, no whistle, but able to get it to go. Farrell's first basket in the third quarter, 30-29 Beach. Gordonier, step back jumper, fade away from the right corner, no good. Ewell makes it one and out for CBA. Here's Fraunheim in transition. Yates will stop and pop from the right wing. Off the mark, no good. Loose ball tipped up. It's Ewell who winds up with it. Three-pointer. Short, another loose ball. This time Akekabar grabs. CBA had some numbers. It's Polari working against Fraunheim, who bumped him on the way to the basket. And Polari, non-shooting foul. It'll be a baseline inbounds play. Jack Laffey coming in. Akekabar will check out. Give that foul to Fraunheim, his second, team's first in the half. Inside of a minute to go here in the third quarter. Point Beach 30, CBA 29. Polari has it at the half-court circle. Checked by Yates. Kennedy able to get past Farrell. Left side layup, no good. Tried to draw the contact. Ewell throwing up top, but saved it right to Gordonier. Left side layup, that's no good. Laffey couldn't get the putback. Here's Yates up court. Players back for CBA. Fraunheim thought three. CBA will hold for one here with inside of 20 seconds to go.
Farrell with the ball midcourt.
And deflected out by Kennedy. It will be Point Beach basketball. Just on the goal side of midcourt. Fraunheim goes in the backcourt to collect. Farrell comes and gets the ball back. Up ahead for Fraunheim. Fraunheim gives to Yule with five. Farrell now with three. He'll take one, shaded right top of the key. Ring it up. Ice water in his veins with the clock expiring. Matt Farrell with 15. And Beach will take a 33-29 lead into the fourth quarter. We step out here for 30 seconds. Fourth quarter action coming up on your exclusive radio home for the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament, the Shore Sports Network.